morning. It is Friday, the 15th of January. I am Ben O'Leary here for Marcus Today with a brand new format for weekly sector charts to bring in the new year. This year, you'll be able to view our normal sector charts article on a Friday or watch this video in which I'll be speaking to the charts in question. If you're listening to this in podcast format, please be aware you're only getting half the experience, and you can find the full video with the charts included in today's newsletter on the Marcus Today website. If you aren't already a subscriber, you can of course get a free trial on our website today. As with all of our Marcus Today videos, we have a quick disclaimer here. It just says that this presentation is general in nature only, and that before acting, you should take into account your own personal financial circumstances. Please pause the video now to read the full disclaimer. Onto the charts, and today we are looking at stock standard daily charts. We have the price action up top here with the candlestick showing the open, close and range of each session, the MACD just below and the RSI, that red squiggly line at the bottom. If you're after any more information on these signals, you can find them in the education section of our articles page. There's a handy search function on that page which makes it easy for you to find what you're after. The performance and fundamentals of the stocks held within each of the sectors can also be found in the weekly sector charts article on our website. Today we are starting big with the market and then we'll work our way through the sectors. There's a lot of charts, so I will move through them fairly quickly. If you want to scroll through them at a leisurely pace, you can find the charts with a little write-up on each of them below. Now starting with the ASX 200, and we are stuck in a little bit of a sideways range after a strong November. Confession season is approaching, and that is of course followed by results season, so we're a bit of the calm before the storm at the moment, but we'll wait and see what happens when they hit us, sure to add a little bit of volatility. The S&P 500 has continued higher over the break, no consolidation there. We've got a little MACD buy signal, but it is just hovering around that line, so not too much to be taken there, and is hovering also around that overbought RSI line, with buyers continuing to flood into the US market. Now, first sector off the rank is, of course, the bank sector, the biggest of the ASX sectors. It's been rising recently with the longer dated treasuries. Got a little MACD buy signal there, and it's still about 10% off the pre-COVID levels with a few tailwinds behind it in the short term. CBA has their results on Feb 10th. That's their chart just there. That'll give us an idea of the timing of the dividend normalization as they'll set the standard for the other banks that will follow. Next up, we have the resources sector. A soft couple of sessions, but that really has been on a stellar run the last couple of months. The iron ore price is at $170, which is quite phenomenal given the target prices from most of the brokers. A couple of RSI sell signals this morning, one on FMG there and one on Rio, but not too much to worry about. Short-term stuff, and they are certainly still in their uptrends. Alltech Index is next. Obviously, a strong uptrend there. Very good performance since the COVID lows. Fear of tech regulation following the US election saw a little bit of weakness in the last week or so, but the sector is proving more resilient than many had expected. Afterpay, as usual, is leading the charge. It's back up near all-time highs. The energy sector is back in fashion after a unilateral Saudi production cut lit a fire under the oil price. Vaccine optimism too is helping there, and the sector is now in overbought territory, as are a couple of stocks in Woodside and Santos. The healthcare sector has been a poor performer the last few months. It completely missed that November rally and is in a bit of a downtrend at the moment. It's hovering around oversold levels and looking to try and reverse that trend. Cochlear had a good day yesterday and has popped a buy signal this morning. It'll really need them and CSL to perform well as the heavyweights in the sector to really turn it around. Although with the Aussie dollar flying, that is a headwind that they are going to have to deal with. The gold sector is zigging and zagging, but not really going anywhere recently. The buyers are absent as the vaccine and recovery rally takes over. And we have had a couple of RSI sell signals this morning, notably one on Northern Star. The REIT sector has not been popular the last few weeks, moving lower out of that little sideways range it was in for a month or so. The COVID spot fires have put doubts over the return to office, which has caused the weakness there, and it will be looking to bounce off that support line around 1380. Consumer staples come next, treading water at the moment, and some recent falls in the supermarkets in Woolies and Coles are weighing on the sector. A2 Milk is back in the doghouse as well. It was a horrible performer in the back half of 2020, saw a little rise to start the new year, but has continued that downtrend since. A very disappointing performer over the last 6 months. Onto the consumer discretionary sector, and it is ticking along quite nicely with a strong Christmas spending period for the specialty retailers, giving the sector a bit of a boost. Accent Group has had a strong start to the year despite a few weak sessions recently. It's really been in a strong uptrend since its COVID lows, while JB Hi-Fi is back towards its post-COVID highs and approaching overbought levels thanks to that Christmas shopping boost. The utilities sector next, and it is not an exciting sector at all. Ugly chart and consistent buy and sell signals as it trends down over the last few months. AGL is doing its best to suck investors in, but as Marcus says, we always regret buying AGL, so we will be steering clear of there, but it does have a recent RSI buy signal. The industrial sector next, and it's been a poor couple of months. The sector is flirting with the oversold line with a few of the heavyweights weighing. Transurban is sitting well in that oversold territory with rising bond yields taking a toll on the toll road operator, while Sydney Airport has had a hard time with border closures and travel uncertainty, making it hard for the stock. Traffic numbers are out next week and will give us a bit of an idea of how they're tracking. Telecoms are the last sector today. They're stuck moving sideways a little bit. Nothing too exciting going on there. Spark New Zealand is back up towards its post-COVID highs after a good couple of months. While ServiceStream has had a buy signal this morning, it got whacked late last year on some disappointing contracts, but is looking to bounce back now. Be interesting to see if some support comes for the stock here. Finally, we've got the Small Ords Index. It's hitting some resistance around its pre-COVID highs. Henry, of course, covers off everything to do with small caps in his take every day, so make sure you check out Henry's take for more on that. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining in for the first weekly sector charts video. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.